Responding to climate change will mean changing the way we do a lot of things, from really big to really small. You can see the scope of those challenges reflected in President Obama's climate initiatives. There are big, high-profile initiatives, like his plan to curb greenhouse pollution from power plants. That's a new plan. And then there are smaller efforts to engage people at a grassroots level, where they live and work. The World's Jason Margolis is going to tell us about one effort called a Climate Hub. It's a program to help farmers around the United States cope with the effects of climate change.
Terry Jones strolls through his fields of Christmas trees, digging up the remains of old stumps planted by Joneses before him.
It's sort of reverting back to soil.
The Joneses have been farming this land in Connecticut since the 1850s. Terry is generation number 5. The Joneses are still here in large part because they've adapted with the times.
The dairy cows left in the 1960s. My dad started the Christmas tree business. He never liked the cows as much as he liked the trees. And I came along and started growing vegetables and strawberries and blueberries.
His son has added wine grapes. Changes on the farms have mostly been driven by the marketplace. But Jones says future changes will also surely be dictated by the increasingly erratic weather.
For instance, I've been growing and harvesting strawberries for 50 years. This is the first season that we have not had a single frost.
That's actually been a benefit. But Jones has also seen more invasive plants and pests, as well as unpredictably warmer and wetter weather.
These downpours, like last week, we had an inch of rain in about 10 or 15 minutes. I mean, it was just obnoxious.
Jones is experimenting with new soils and mulch to help absorb these downpours. He and his son, an Ivy League grad, are pretty savvy modern farmers. But when it comes to dealing with climate change, Jones says they're kind of making things up as they go. He says when local farmers like him learned that the feds were opening a climate hub in New England, they said, great idea. Then, what's a climate hub?
And I realize that people may not immediately understand what a hub is.
Bill Hohenstein is the man behind the hubs. Officially, he directs the Climate Change Program Office at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Under his guidance, the USDA is setting up 10 regional hubs affiliated with state land-grant colleges.
The Southeast hub is in North Carolina, in Raleigh. The Midwest hub is in Ames, Iowa.
I met Hohenstein at the Northeast hub in Durham, New Hampshire.
Southern Plains hub is in Oklahoma.
It's understandable to forget one. The hubs were only announced in February and are still getting their footing. The idea is to get the latest science on this global problem out to USDA workers and farmers at the most local level.
We've got staff all over the country. We've got offices in 3,000 counties. The hubs are going to try to give them sort of the systematic, scientific, our best understanding of climate change options they have to manage risks and to also agriculture as a source of greenhouse gas emissions.
I think they have the potential to be a great idea.
That's Joe Casola of the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions, a think tank in Washington. He says the climate hubs are based on a tried and true model to help farmers. 100 years ago, Congress created a partnership between the USDA and land-grant colleges across the nation called the Cooperative Extension Service.
And if we can create through these hubs something that looks like the Extension Service, but that is supplying climate information, I think there's a potential to really get folks ahead of some of the impacts as opposed to responding to them after the fact.
Some farm groups have expressed concern that the hubs will just be more government intrusion in how they run their farms. But the USDA says it's only providing another service, not forcing farmers to do anything new. Back on his farm, Terry Jones welcomes the government's effort. He says farmers need all the help they can get dealing with climate change.
It's almost a matter of national security that we stay ahead of the curve. We can overcome it, but it's going to take research, sharing information, and willingness to not only use common sense, but also think outside the box.
A seventh generation of Joneses is now playing on the farm. Terry Jones hopes the climate hubs will help keep them and future generations working this land. And who knows, maybe Jones's grandchildren will marvel at what he once grew here. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.